Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, you're worthy. You're so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Only good. Yes, oh God. Yes, Father. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. I'm grateful, oh God. Yes, oh God. Saturate the airways, oh Father. Glory, glory to your name. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Be grateful. Cause there's someone else. Yes, oh God. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Yes, oh God. He said he would never forsake you. Yes, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy. Holy Ghost, saturate the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Saturate the airlines from the north, south, east, and the west, oh God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might, oh God. We got to be ready in season and out of season, thus saith the Spirit of the living God. Yes, oh God, I'm grateful, oh God. Hallelujah. All hearts and minds on things above. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we lift up holy hands in your presence, oh God. Be grateful. Yes, oh God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for your spirit. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for being God and God all by yourself. And we lift your name on high. Oh, we bless your name. I want to saturate the atmosphere with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. So with this two or more gathered, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst already, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We're just saturating the atmosphere, hallelujah, with the Spirit of the living God. He said, enter his courts with praise and enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We're entering in. We're entering in. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. There is another place we need to go. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory to your name. Thank you, Father. We need you, oh God. We need your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. We need you to move by your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory to your name. Yes, we need you, oh God. Saturate the airlines tonight, oh God. Move by your spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Help us to not lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Father, so that you can direct our path. I need you all to lift up holy hands. I don't care if you're in the East Coast, the West Coast, the Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. California, L.A., hallelujah, Chicago, Illinois, Louisiana, wherever you are, North Carolina, South Carolina, glory to your name, Kentucky, hallelujah, Arizona again, hallelujah. Yes, oh God. Connecticut, hallelujah. God bless you all. Yes. Holy Ghost, thou art welcome. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Yes, O God, how deeply we need you today, O God, each and every day. Not a second, not an hour that we don't need you to move by your Spirit, O God. Yes, Father, we need you today. Ooh, yeah. How deeply I need you, my Lord. Yes, oh God, we need you today. We worship you today. We give you all the glory today. We give you all the honor, all the praise. We magnify your name. We lift your name on high. We bless you today, oh God. Anoint these lips of clay, Father, that you may have your way in me, oh God. Thank you, Father. Lord, when you saturate the atmosphere, anything can happen. Deliverance is going to come forth, oh God. Healing shall come forth. Hallelujah. Renewal shall come forth. Restoration shall come forth. In the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, I give it all to you today, O God. Every part of my being, O God. My very heartbeat, my very next step, the batting of my eye, O God. I give it to you, O God. Hallelujah. By faith, hallelujah, I trust that you're going to move by your Spirit, O God. Help move me out the way. And I praise you and I worship you today. I stand proxy, O God. Have your way, O God. Oh, we thank you. We praise you. Welcome back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan, you are a liar. You are under our feet. We are victorious. You have no power. We're giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for victory today. Victory today, oh God. Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of sound mind. And I come against every spirit right now. Hallelujah. That is contrary to the Holy Ghost. Contrary to the will of God right now, this very second, in this very hour. Hallelujah. Yes. We need you, Father, like the morning and the dew, oh God. We need you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Like the grass need the water to grow, oh God. We need you. Hallelujah. Like the day needs the sun to shine. Hallelujah. We need you, oh God. We need you, oh God. Yeah, we need you. Oh God, we need you. We praise you. We glorify you. We need you. Hallelujah. Holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Take us up a little higher, oh God. Hallelujah. And as we enter into your courts with praise, into your gates with thanksgiving, we thank you, Father, for your anointing. Anoint the line, oh God. Anoint these lips of clay. Yes, oh God. We thank you today, Father, for you being God and God all by yourself, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We thank you and we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy. You're so worthy. Move by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Move by your Spirit. Oh, God, move by your Spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to get started in about 1 minute. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so worthy. He's so worthy. Somebody shout with a voice of triumph. Lift his name up. Hallelujah. Saturate your atmosphere so the Holy Spirit can move. One mind, one faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh, God. We need you today, oh, God. We need you today. We thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, O God. We thank you, Father, that we cannot survive by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We thank you, O God.
Heaven needs the rain.
That's how often we need you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for that last breath that we took, oh God, that last beat of the heart, oh God, the last ability for the eardrum to listen, to be able to intake these praises, oh God. Hallelujah. Faith come by what? Hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that we walk in by faith and not by sight, oh God. Oh, we glory, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
I need you. I need you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you today, oh Father. Thank you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to your name, oh God.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, just wanna thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise, adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
God all by yourself. My name is Sister Aisha, Aisha Williams, and I am so honored to be in your presence again, for God to get the glory out of all things, hallelujah, in my life, hallelujah. And I praise him, hallelujah. He gets the highest praise, hallelujah. I can't say hallelujah enough, hallelujah. Thank and praise God for Soul Salvation Ministries, run under Apostle Randy Dixon, who has trusted the anointing that God has bestowed upon my life. And, you know, I take it not for granted, and I take it not strange for, you know, where God has taken me, where he has brought me from, and where he actually has me at right now. And I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative of everything that God is doing in my life, he has done, and what he's going to do. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray, and we're going to get started. It's about 9:16. I'm calling from the East Coast, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hallelujah. I want to say God bless you over there in Chicago. God bless you over there in Illinois, Louisiana, hallelujah, Jamaica, Africa, all the way across the globe. And, you know, if I missed you, glory to God, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my brain, hallelujah. But I'm here, and it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing, blessing, blessings to you all, blessings to your family, blessings to everything that concerns you. Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to his name, our Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling and tuning in to Kai for God, Kai for God. And I thank and praise you, O Father. Let's look to the Lord, hallelujah, in prayer. Oh, we thank you today, Father. Oh, we glorify you and we magnify your name for another opportunity, Father, to come into your presence of grace and mercy, humbly as we know how. Lord, I thank you for the ability to come to you in sincerity, Father. Lord, I thank you for the blood shed. I thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on a cross to forgive us for our past, present, and our future sins, O God. Lord, today I stand proxy for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, O God, asking you, Father, if we did anything or said anything that is not pleasing in your sight, O God. We thank you for the ability to repent that you have given us through the dying of your Son, O God, him becoming the sacrifice for us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for their blood. Hallelujah. Continue to purge us with hyssop, make us whiter than snow, O God, that we may be so blameless in your sight, O God, as your word say, Father. And I stand proxy for that, Father. And I thank you and I praise you without a doubt that your word is going to do what it set out to do, O God. Lord, I'm thanking you right now that you're anointing these lips of clay, O God, as I'm in obedience be a vessel and an instrument, hallelujah, to be used by you, O God, to speak what the Holy Spirit has me to speak, O God. I ask you, Father, that Aisha decrease, O God, and that you increase. I say that again, Father, with authority, confidence, power, and a sound mind. I say, Father, that Aisha decrease and that you increase, O God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, that as you anoint these lips of clay and I speak what you call me to speak by your Spirit only, O God, Lord, I ask you that you make teaching easy and learning and consumption of the word under this anointing, O God, even easier in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you're having your way even right now. You're having your way even the more by your Spirit, O God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And without a doubt and with a high expectation, O God, it is so. It is so, and it is so, and it is so. In Jesus' holy, matchless name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're back once again. I'm going to thank and praise God as I always do. I can't thank him enough. If I had 1,001 tongues, 1,000,001 tongues, there's still not enough praises to go up to God for what he does, his greatness, his majestic power, his supernatural moving and his ability to just be God and God all by himself, his unmistakable, immutable hand. I continue to hold on to it no matter what. And I thank and praise God for that. Thank you for tuning in once again this Monday evening. We are in the beginning of December. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is December the 7th and it is Monday. My man crush Monday is Jesus. My man crush Monday is Jesus. Just a little humor, hallelujah. I like to make a learning and discussing the word of God a little exciting, hallelujah, because I find that people, you know, shy away from the word of God or the gospel or the you know, what God is doing because it's boring. Hallelujah. So I have character. Glory to God. And that has been established and developed by God molding me and shaping me into this individual that he called me to be, just not for your entertainment, but to do what he called me to do in obedience, not because I want to. Let's get that established. Because God knows it could be many other things that I could be doing. I could be in here watching television, which I don't like, you know, really God took me from. Glory to God. But he's okay. He's okay. He's okay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank him because he is God and God all by himself. Let's go to what we do best, which is give an outline of what we've been doing from the beginning to the end thus far. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and start going over the outline of what we normally do each and every Monday so that you be updated to where the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me with. Glory to God. And we're going to move from there. And I thank you and I praise you, Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about each topic that God has given me. And then we're going to move forth into, glory to your name, O God, the scripture that God has given us for today. Hallelujah. So the first topic that we had did when the apostle of Soul Salvation Ministries had trusted the anointing that God has bestowed upon my life is spiritual stupor. And that talked about how those in leadership position and they are, you know, wearing their cloak and you know, the swarms and the worms and the locusts came to eat up their land and their crops. Hallelujah. And they were worshiping the pagan gods and they weren't fasting like God had called them to do so that they can empty themselves and do unto the Lord as he called them and not as the flesh or, you know, idolatry, idolizing another god. Amen. And then we had a spiritual seduction that came out of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, how the enemy comes as an angel of light. And let me slow down a little bit. Hallelujah. And the third one is called I Found My Way. I Found My Way. Glory to God. It came out of Luke chapter 14, verse 27. And it speaks of how we are to carry our own cross and we are not to just trust in the authority that God has given us through our pastors, teachers, preachers, apostles, bishops, and evangelists that he placed in our life for whatever reason. But we are to use the Holy Spirit that God has given all of us and to trust that and carry our own cross and not to take any of the teachers or those in authoritative position God placed in our life word for it. Don't take their word for it. But by all means, we are to go and find out on our own. Glory to God, because the word of God is for all of us, not just for those who proclaim to have a title. Hallelujah. I mean, you're called if you are chosen. The fourth topic was hidden agenda. It came out of Mark 9, chapter 17, verse 27, how that we are blinded by the God of this world, and as followers of Christ, we are to be in a space spiritually through the spirit realm in different dimensions, how we are able to identify deaf, dumb, mute, foul, different kinds of spirits. This one particular scripture talks about a dumb spirit, how it is identified. So us being able to be anointed, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke, we are to get to a level of fasting and praying and prostration and consecration where we're able to identify it because the Holy Spirit can speak to us. Hallelujah. And the next topic is God the Physician. It comes out of Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 to 10. And it talks about how God is the potter and we are the clay. How God is the potter and we are the clay. So no matter what the situation is, of dangers may be seen and unseen, that he continues to protects us from, we have to know that God will continue to shape us and mold us to the creature he called us to be. Hallelujah. And that he and that servants of him, yeah, I say creature because we are mammals, and sometimes us, because of the heart is deceitfully wicked, we have to continue to shape the heart and make it new and make it disciplined and hungry and you know, obedient unto God. We have to continue to keep the heart like that, and it has to still be shaped. Hallelujah. So do those things. God still has to fix us, and he sees us for who he's going to create us to be. Hallelujah. He sees us as those souls in heaven, sitting next to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In heavenly places. Glory to God. He sees us there already. Glory to God. So, and the sixth topic was let's play hockey, and it came out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, and it speaks about how we are to put on the full armor. We are to put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our sword of faith. Hallelujah. When you think about this game, you have that cage around their face, hallelujah, and that helmet of protection in their head, just in case, you know, danger comes, the brain is protected, the head is protected. Glory to God. The breastplate of righteousness is that armor where they put on, hallelujah, as they skate up and down that playing field and against the opponent, and they have that stick and that puck. So you have to have that faith to keep that word of God on your mouth continuously so that we can stand strong out here against the wiles of the enemy, because he desires to sift us like wheat. So we have to be mindful of his tactics and his schemes and not be ignorant to the devices. Glory to God. So let's play hockey. The next topic was four winds of defeat. And it came out of Luke chapter 12, verse 55, how if God blows a wind from the north, south, east, and the west. In my Bible, I'm not good at remembering scriptures, so I often write them down. But it says something about how God held the wind back. I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel. Don't charge it to me. But how he had the angel hold the wind back from that particular court for whatever reason. But when God blows a wind in our life, it either makes us or breaks us. Sometimes God do blow a wind, and it pulls us into a backslidden state. And the Bible says Jesus is married to the backslider. But what happens when that wind blow, the wind of defeat, you know, we can go into, like I said, backsliding and make us straddle in the fence or become sometimes lukewarm for God. But we have to continue to say, okay, I want this wind to push me towards my destiny, my purpose in Christ, my destiny, hallelujah. So we thank God for even those winds that come to build integrity, a character, trials and tribulations making us stronger, hallelujah, that we may our faith be built. And patience may create the endurance that we need to walk this walk, this faith walk. Hallelujah. We thank you for the next topic, which is back to the basics, and it came out of Psalms 107, verse 28 to 30. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for even the more an increasing of a prayer life. And that's what that scripture talks about, how we have to get back on our hands and knees and continue to cry out to God through prayer. The Bible says, my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven, I will heal their land, and then I will forgive them of their sin. This is what the word of God says. So we have to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray like never before. Have a prayer mindset, not a prayer time. Glory to God. Get back to the basics. And then number nine was kingdom maintenance. Kingdom maintenance came out of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, how we cannot have an earthly wisdom. We can't have an earthly fear of this earth. We can't have a fear of people, but we have to have a heavenly knowledge, a heavenly clarity, heavenly wisdom, heavenly counsel, heavenly might, and heavenly fear of the Spirit of the living God. That is ever so prevalent, trying to operate in our life to keep us from doing those things that so easily beset us. So these things cause us to maintain the kingdom. Hallelujah, because kingdom maintenance is always required daily. You know, though I may fall, I still trust him. Hallelujah, we have to still maintenance ourselves before we can become those and maintain the leadership required for souls to not even be saved today, because they're being saved. God is always moving by his spirit, but to be maintained. There is a great falling away, always. Hallelujah, the kingdom representation In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 to 5, how do we know that Christ is getting ready to return? Is because there will be a great falling away. There will be a great falling away. A great falling away. And we will see that a lot of people are being church hurt, and they're running away from Christendom. And, you know, Christianity is becoming so false represented. Hallelujah. So kingdom representation. And I speak not of everyone, glory to God, because God said he separates the wheat from the tares, and there's always wolves in sheep clothing. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a Christian church, a Seventh-day Adventist church, a Mormon church, whether it's another, even a whole other religion. It is still those that are wolves in sheep clothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's the kingdom representation. So we have to represent Christ accurately and know that he is always with us even the more. And the next topic was, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. The 11th teaching was called Return. And it came out of Revelation chapter 3, how these big, humongous churches are being built. Glory to God. And in Revelation 3, God was speaking to the church in Sardis, and he was saying, listen, you know, while you still have time, get your act together, because you got these big churches and you're always out here people pleasing, but you're spiritually dead. You're spiritually dead. You're leading my people. You know, you're straying them away. Hallelujah. And he was speaking specifically to the Catholics. Glory to God. And I'm not going to go, like, really, really deep into religion, because I can go there, but we're going to have to get to the topic at hand for this evening. Hallelujah. But if you know someone like that, it's all about a dollar for them and keeping the building, you know, maintained. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is coming for a building made not by man's hands. Glory to God. Coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Glory to God. And that is, hallelujah, a church filled with blood. Glory, glory to your name, oh God. And that is the body, that is the temple. Hallelujah. So the next topic that God had dealt with me with was I am the nucleus. And the reason God gave me that is because as a nucleus, we are to continuously reproduce, hallelujah. And as followers and servants of Christ, we have to reproduce just like we reproduce in the world, our children, and our children's children, every generation, there is also impartation and a manifestation that has to come forth as God's word being ever so prevalent in someone else's life. Hallelujah. So God's word has to be present in someone else's life, and as we are the nucleus, we are to represent the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom. As kingdom citizens, it's supposed to be a reproduction. So it's always supposed to be an impartation of the anointing that God has bestowed upon us into someone else. So that's what the I am the nucleus was about. And that came out of, glory to God, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah. And the next topic that God had dealt with me with was how to define the heart of the children of God. And it came out of Samuel 1, chapter 16, and it was basically saying that Samuel went to anoint Jesse's son, which was King David. And as I said, the reproduction has to take place. You have to pass the anointing on, because assignments change, seasons change, and as we learn the heart of the people of God, no matter what the situation is, today we are looking at them from image, how they look, glory to God, and we're saying, you all owe for certain because of the way they look, they are doing the will of God. When God says no, you know, their heart isn't right, and he has chosen someone else to carry the torch for him, to carry their particular cross for their particular season, for their particular anointing, for their particular reason. So we have to be mindful. We cannot think that or because someone look a certain way, hallelujah, that they are there to do the will of God. Do not judge the book by its cover. And that is the carnal, hallelujah, that is the carnal reasoning for Samuel chapter 16. So we got to get away from that. And God said, walk by faith and not by sight. And that is definitely how we are to define the heart of the children of God. So let's get to tonight's topic. Drum roll. Look, I don't have no roll, but you get the picture. Tonight's topic is faith. Tonight's topic is faith. Hallelujah. And listen, you know, by all means, I have a relationship with God, and I thank him for the anointing that he has given me. But the same way it cost Jesus Christ, it cost me as well. Hallelujah. And the same way God dealt with me six topics ago, he's not dealing with me the same way today. Glory, amen. He's dealing with me totally different. So for the most part, I can't sit down and get a lesson together like I did back then. Why? Because my anointing is different. Hallelujah. And as I continue to pour out, he can pour in afresh. So we're going to talk about faith because the word becomes ever even the more so prevalent upon my heart. He said, the word have I hid in your heart. Hallelujah. So the more I open up my heart and keep the hardness away from it, the more I can pour out to you that God can give me a fresh. Somebody take a deep breath in and exhale out through the mouth. The more he can pour out a fresh anointing, hallelujah, upon me. So that when I come, glory to God, over the airwaves, across the globe, whether it be out here or out in the field or across this phone line, it's fresh. Hallelujah. We can't hold on to old anointing without pouring out through obedience. Somebody needs this word. There has to be a reproduction. If you are to be the nucleus for the body of Christ, and God refers to us as trees, and that soul not wither away, that renewal takes place, restoration continues to take place, you speak in life and death through your tongue, hallelujah, through faith, and you telling them dead bones arise, you shall live and not die, glory to God. It has to come through someone that is anointed, hallelujah, no matter what. And then walking by faith. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And when you read the scripture, those theologians, you know, and teachers and preachers and bishops and apostles, a lot of them say consider the context, hallelujah. But we're not going to consider the context today, hallelujah. I want to speak in a sense where I want to meet them where they're at, glory to God, because I can really, really kind of relate to the younger generation, glory to God, because I'm only 34, and I thank and praise God for everything that happened in my life, whether I liked it or not, for all of that was the will of God for my life, so I'm going to rejoice in it. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. Even the things I didn't like, because I'm still here. And I give them all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mark 11, verse chapter 24. And it reads, therefore, I'm going to read out of King James Version, then I'm going to elaborate out of the Living Bible. Glory to God. It makes things a lot easier to consume for those, hallelujah, take into consideration as far as learning is concerned. Glory to God. Sometimes I use big words and I'm going to just, you know, slow down, you know, for the sake of consumption. Glory to God. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, is that the topic tonight is faith, now faith. Now faith, hallelujah. Somebody say, now faith. Say it to yourself, now faith. I got now faith, glory to God. Right now faith. And the word of God reads, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Glory to God. And the Living Bible says, listen to me. You know, this is like a guy, you know, uses his different translations to get his point across in different aspects, but to even understand the interpretation of the doctrine when it's being read to self, by self-irrigation, you have to have the Holy Spirit. Let's get that first and foremost. You have to trust that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, that you may live today in a sinful nature, in the things that we do, wrong or right, hallelujah, today, by a new set of grace and mercies renewed, some even without repentance. We have to believe that in order for the Holy Spirit to be ever so prevalent in our life. I have to believe it. So he's saying, listen. I say to you, listen to me. You can pray for anything. If you believe, you have it. God is saying like it's yours. We believe God for cars out here. We believe God for houses. We believe God for clothes. We believe God for this next pocket. But we even believe God to sit down and watch Love and Hip Hop, not even knowing what's going to happen the next second. We even believe God to even have looked at that last season, hallelujah, of Empire, and wait for the next season to come. We even believe God to watch a scandalous show like Mary Jane. Lord, I'm not judging. Don't charge it to me, but I'm just saying, let's look at things from the aspect of what they are. We believe God for the dumbest things, but we don't even believe God to get us out of situations that we've been man door for a night, but joy may cometh in the morning. This too shall pass. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him so he can direct our path. Worry less and pray more. He said, if you desire me and me only, everything else to be added unto you. We got to get the word of God in our heart because these Bibles are not going to be available soon. So, when he said, believe these things, that you pray for them, Lord, I need deliverance today. I need healing today. Lord, my heart is heavy today, Father. I don't know if I can get through this today. Lord, I sin, Father, but I don't know. These people are looking down on me, oh God. You said your word, Father. You'll never leave me nor forsake me, oh God. Lord, I've fallen into diverse temptations, oh God. Yes, it's growing my patience, oh God, but how do I get out? Now, faith. Now, faith. I don't know what I'm doing, oh God. How did I get here, oh God? Now, faith. Glory to God. We're not going to stay there long because it's much to cover. I got 3 more scriptures to go through after that, but I trust and believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is speaking through me. Hallelujah. Through a level of obedience. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 14. Glory to God, verse 31, Matthew chapter 14, glory to God, verse 31. And let's get this straight. When the Holy Spirit comes to minister through the person that is given the word or bringing forth a prayer, hallelujah, it ministered to self first. Minister means to serve, and Jesus Christ was a servant, and he served unto the people. He came to do what he did for us, and he prayed for the price. Once and for all, total remission of sin. He said, your sin I remember no more. This is what God's word said. Hallelujah. To them that are in Christ now, there is no condemnation. So we have to remember, no matter what the pastor says, no matter what the preacher says, no matter what the teacher, the prophet, the apostle, yes, to teach about sin and holiness is still ever so prevalent, but how can souls be saved if you constantly tell them they're going to hell for their actions and they still operating under the law? Operating under the law is a religious spirit, and their spirit is called Jezebel. But we're not going to go there because that's a more in deeper depth topic and situation. Hallelujah, and we got work to do right now. We're going to talk about right now. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. Let's go, Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. Now, faith, hallelujah, I trust you, Holy Ghost. I trust you, Holy Ghost, wholeheartedly. My inner being and every fiber from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, to the beating of my heart, hallelujah, to the moving of my bladder, oh God, to the shaking of my liver, hallelujah. Yes, I speak to my organs that way. You ought to speak to yours as well. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. And the word of God says, I'm going to read the King James Version, then I'm going to elaborate out of the Living Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, and it reads out of the King James. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Let's go to the Living Bible. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and rescued him. Oh, man of little faith, Jesus said, why did you even doubt me? He's saying, why did you even doubt me? Now, this is the thing. But when we were first saved and we had faith that, you know, God's word was, you know, easy to be lived by, and we was born again, behold, old things are passed away and all things become new, those same demons and those same devils come around to tempt you of your faith. At the trying of your faith, is it? It's not the fact that, you know, we're just going to stop believing who God is. Are you going to stay right there and keep pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling? Are you going to doubt what God's word said? Are we going to continuously look to man and our pastors to keep our faith when, you know, Uncle Johnny, you know, is sick on his deathbed? Hallelujah. Or Grandma Lou is fighting, you know, cancer. Hallelujah. Or Jesse's marriage has failed. Hallelujah. Or Joe lost her job. I'm saying Joe. Lost her job. Or, you know, Jen's car broke down and she works 20 miles away and she's a single mom. Can we trust him still through those things? Hallelujah. God said from the beginning of those statements that you're going to believe man's report, or you're going to believe my report. We have to remember God made those things to sustain us here in the natural realm, but there's a spirit realm, glory to God, working on your behalf. But we don't have the ability by faith to trust what God said and speak into the atmosphere, life upon ourselves first, that we may be declared freedom, that we may be declared the liberty that God has given us through his spirit. Hallelujah. That we may be declared by his stripes we are healed. He said healing is the children's bread. Man cannot survive by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that we speak his word out into the atmosphere, that these angels that God has given us and charge over us won't carry out their word for him. They won't carry out the word for him. And all of those things. Yes, he won't give us no more than we can bear, but he's saying, why did you doubt me? He said, I took care of all that's on the cross for you. He said, I gave you love, power, and a sound mind. He said, I gave you 9 fruits of the Spirit. He said, I gave you faith, love, joy, peace, meekness, and goodness. He said, self-control, long-suffering. He said, I gave you all these things. Yes, and when you can't deal with it no more, guess what? I'm going to free you of that, because he said, where my spirit is, there is liberty. You don't know how you're going to do it, just continue to trust me. He's going to make a divine appointment. He's going to make a divine appointment on your behalf. And he's going to send that one of us. The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. So I made it up in my mind in this ball time that, listen, okay, I know prayer changes things. This is my word, sir. He told me to pray without ceasing. He also told me that effectual fervent prayer of the righteous develops much. He also told me in his word that if my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I can hear from heaven. Hallelujah. He's talking about the host. He's saying hear from heaven, hear from Jesus Christ that continuously intercedes on our behalf and seated in heavenly places and where we are supposed to be seated, right there next to him. So right now, all those things that happened to Uncle Johnny, Uncle Lou, Uncle Joe, and all those mishaps and all those transgressions and infirmities, they don't exist up there. They don't exist. None of those things exist. So I come to tell you today, whatever it is you're going through, he said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. If you got a calling on your life by faith, you better walk it. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you slept with 10 guys the other day. Don't let that blood be on your hands. You got to, he said, every man is giving a measure of faith. And put that faith and trust in God, because guess what? Even though we are seated in heavenly high places, he knows that we walk this earthly realm in carnal bodies, in fleshly bodies. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we are stink. He knows that the heart is deceitfully weak. That's why he tells you, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. But it's something about that Holy Ghost, by faith, that when you do hear it, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He said his word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, discerning the very intents of your heart. So he's going to discern where your heart is. And guess what? If you got a calling on your life, he's going to keep making you bump into that wall, bump again, and if you don't walk in your calling by faith, guess what? He's going to prune you with problems, and he's going to prune you with his Bible. That's how he comes and prunes us. He reproves us, he rebukes us, he corrects us, and he instructs us. No, we don't like it. No, we don't like it. No, we don't like it, but by faith. Hallelujah, but by faith. Let's go. Let's go. Let's keep going. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, but by faith. Hallelujah, by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you for your spiritual vision, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spiritual vision. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Out of the King James Version, it reads, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Real simple. Real simple. And the Living Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, say, "We know these things are true by believing, not by seeing." Glory to God. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Now, let's go back into, we're not going to consider the context. We're going to talk about real life things because there is a nation, hallelujah, as the apostle said, that needs to be reached at a level of explanation and expounding that God has sent me to give. So I want you to be able to receive this, hallelujah, under the unction and authority of my voice. It said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, let's see how we walk today. As soon as we get up in the morning, you got faith that God is going to, I'm going to refer to the body as a robot, a computer, okay, as far as the scripture is concerned. Glory to God. And these businesses that operate out here using technology today, hallelujah, because these things are used to sway us away from the real deal, which is the spirit realm, hallelujah, that we are controlled by, hallelujah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So when we get up in the morning, I'm going to consider you a CPU, and it's something called a power on self test that the body goes through just like a computer goes through. So when you wake up or you cut that computer on, glory to God, the thing that happens is the very thing that happened the day before. So when you open up your eyes without even giving God the glory, your brain starts to continue to pump blood in an awakened state. So the heart continues to starts to beat at a different pace, as if you're mobile. You become mobile. So as a computer, it remembers everything that did. Your bladder says, "Oh, do I gotta go to the bathroom?" Okay, hallelujah. Your liver starts to go ahead and do what it's supposed to do. Your kidney starts to do what it's supposed to do. Hallelujah. Any medication or any toxins you had in your body, the body begins to react to whatever it was in there, as if the computer does. If it's a virus, the computer won't come on correctly. But as we look at these things, guess what we do? We say, what do I got to do to get it operating the correct way? So if we walk by faith and not by sight, the world is backwards today. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to jump. I'm going to get up. I'm going to maybe go get a drink of water because I might be thirsty. My body is telling me I'm a little dehydrated. So I'm grab a drink, and I'm going to get in the shower, put my clothes on, and I'm going to go get in my car, and I'm going to get to work. I'm going to clock in. I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go pick the kids up. I'm going to have dinner prepared because, you know, the crock pot is on. So, one, you're walking by sight. You're expecting your electric to be on. You're expecting your car to start, okay? You're expecting your water to be on. All these things is done by faith. Hallelujah. But do we know, hallelujah, that even in all the things that we're not even doing for God and even walking in the obedient level and our heart being hardened, you know, having hatred, bitterness, anger, clamor, and malice towards people unbeknownst to us and not knowing how to operate in the faith of God, in the faith of Christ, trusting that through his blood I have deliverance, I have liberation spiritually, and he has given his angels charge over me that they try to guide me spiritually for maybe you to show love to someone else or to give them a kind word or to speak into their life something good that God told you to do, hallelujah, or even to continue walking, holding their hand in a long-term or short-term assignment. We have to trust that there is no coincidences by God, that even as people change around us and seasons change, we have to know that it's all for our good. He who begin a good work, he shall complete it in us. But we have to remember all of those things was done by faith and not by sight. Because God's word is what it is, and it will do what it set out to do, and it will not return back void. So before the foundation of the world, walking by faith and not by sight, say, oh, don't be so hard on yourself. Just trust in the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy might. Be like a tree planted by the living waters, unmovable. Be steadfast. Don't get weary in well doing. Hallelujah. Remember that the Prince of Peace is always there. He said, continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help come from the Lord. So even in all those things that we expect in our bodies to do, expecting to be there when we wake up, expecting to even wake up, that his mercies and his grace is continuously renewed on a daily basis because of our weakness. So in spite of all those things, in spite of all those imperfections, in spite of all those flaws, you know, I come to still speak life into you by faith, trusting that the Holy Ghost is going to do what it said it's going to do. I trust God's word. I trust God's word. Yes, it's there is a statute that we are supposed to uphold as the body of Christ. Yes, there is things that we are not supposed to do. Exemplifying the examples, as I said, one of the topics is the nucleus to be reproduced. But people are out here hurting. People are out here crying out for love. And that is the love of God. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And by faith, I believe that the spirit of the living God that is in me is also in you. So I come tonight to stir up the gift by faith. Hallelujah. I pour out my anointing, hallelujah, the healing power of God's spirit upon you today, that say to them dead bones, arise, arise, arise today. Hallelujah. Let's go to the last scripture, because I'm feeling that there is a mighty prayer and a fresh wind that is about to come and blow our way, glory to God, but I can't receive this win until I get to this last scripture, because there is a need for this last scripture to come out, because unless the Holy Ghost would not have gave it to me. I'm speaking to someone. I don't know. I hear Arizona. Glory to God. God bless Arizona. God bless Arizona. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, that's not taken from anybody else. God bless everyone as well. From the north, south, east, and the west of these airways. Glory to God. Of the atmosphere. Hallelujah. That has been set with the Spirit of holiness, hallelujah, the spirit of the living God, hallelujah. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 3, hallelujah, Galatians chapter 3, thank you, Holy Ghost, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. Glory, glory to your name. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. I'm going to read out of King James Version. I find myself repeating things to make sure you hear me, because a lot of people say, oh, will you talk fast? So I repeat myself. So in redundance, you know, just bear with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Father. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. And the King James Version reads, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them." Hallelujah. Christ has, hallelujah, glory to God. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." And the Living Bible says of Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. Hallelujah. "Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever win God's favor by trying to keep the Jewish laws, because God has said that the only way we can be right in his sight is by faith." Hallelujah. As the prophet Habakkuk says, the man who finds life will find it through trusting God. Hallelujah. How different from this way of faith is the way of the law, which says that a man is saved by obeying every law of God without one slip. But Christ has brought us out from under the doom of that impossible system by taking the curse for our wrongdoing upon himself. For it is written in the scripture, "Anyone who is hanged on a tree is cursed, as Jesus was hung upon a wooden cross." And the word of the Lord is blessed. This basically says today, there is a lot of different religions, it's a lot of different churches, whether it be Judaism, Christendom, Buddhism, Islam, whether people that follow the Hebrew descent, Israelites, Jehovah Witness, and they have all these different denominations, proclaiming the law and telling people that they're going hell for all not following the law. So we have to remember that even in this law, hallelujah, that as God always given us authority over us, he put people in authoritative positions. But we have to remember, many are called and few are chosen. There are some chosen by God to bring this even very word coming out of my mouth forward. Okay, and I want you to listen and listen clearly. By the law, we shall try to uphold. But we are not saved by the law. We are saved by faith. When you believe that John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life." He's saying once you believe by faith that Jesus was the Son of God, hallelujah, one, that two, in his death, he took all the remission of sins. He said, "Your sin I shall remember no more." Okay? And at three, he's given us unlimited access by faith. You got unlimited access to the throne of grace and mercy. It belongs to you. It belongs to me, every believer of John 3:16. This whole Bible belongs to you and only you, and it's in your secret place. That is your personal time with God. Yes, the law exists. The Jewish tried to make the law only thing that helped with salvation, that brings about religious spirit, and it takes away from faith. Christendom takes away from faith. Judaism takes away from faith. Extremism takes away from faith. Hallelujah. All these things takes away from faith. If you trust that we lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him so that he could direct our path, the Holy Spirit will do what it's supposed to do. So what you missed 10 days of church? So what you went out and you had a drink? So what? Look, you go to God in prayer in your secret place because you got unlimited access, and by faith you trust that he's going to do what he's supposed to do, and you reverence him, and you give him that authority, even though he knows what you're going to do before you do it. Hallelujah. He know your beginning from your end. But he said, "If I'm the author and finisher of your faith, trust that. Don't put no stipulation on the might of my spirit." Don't do it. He said, "Now faith It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you can't see the goodness of God. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles, and they shall soar. This is the things that God said. He said, just wait upon me. So in humility, in persecution, in people downing you, in people looking at your sin, in people judging you, listen, okay, Christ went through them things. What you think is going to cost you, especially if you called by him? Especially if you called by him? So there is a trusting of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have to trust that the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit and that it's going to do what it set out to do if we don't grieve it. So God has taken us back to the basics. He's taken us to our cultural beginning. Oh, Israel, he's trying to establish the very people that will say, listen, there is some giants in the field. There is some Delilahs. There is some Jezebels. Hallelujah. There is some Baals. There is, hallelujah, some Belials. There is some Beelzebubs. But I have given you the spirit because we know that the principalities that we battle against is not flesh and blood, but of darkness and rulers and high places and wicked places, but I've given you authority over them. I've given you authority over them. Hallelujah. Come back to take. Hallelujah. Take authority over them. Take authority over them. Hallelujah. Authority given by the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Authority given by God, hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to take, hallelujah, some prayer requests, some comments. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. And I thank you and I praise you, hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. I'm going to check with the apostle, glory to God, to see if we can take some callers. I believe he's still on, and we're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. We bless you today. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Now, faith. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, faith. Bless your name. Thank you, O God. We bless you. Glory, glory to your name. We're going to take some calls. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to your name, O God. He wants us to be grateful. All right. Yes, O God. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, O God. Let's see if we can get some callers in here. Yes, O God. Move by your spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Move by your spirit, O God, have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, he's worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, he's worthy. He's so worthy. Yes, oh God. Move by your spirit, oh God. Oh, bless your name. Oh, yes, oh God. To say, yes, oh God. Thank you, oh God. For my life. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to give this phone number, glory to God, for hallelujah prayer, for comments, for words of encouragement. We're going to pray as the Holy Spirit leads us. So I haven't gotten a response from Apostle, so I'm going to go ahead and take it upon myself because I don't want to hold up things. I want to continuously move. So if you want to speak to me live, hallelujah. Okay. Amen. We're going to go. You can press the number 1. Glory to God. We have a caller from the 312 area code. God bless you.
God bless you, prophetess. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. Who's this I'm speaking to?
God bless you. This is Tanisha. God bless you, Apostle. I don't know if he's listening. Before I ask you for prayer, listen, the Lord was showing me something, and I don't know if he's ministered it to you. I don't know if it's a heart desire, but I saw you writing a book, and it's about transforming inside out. Like you're teaching people about natural, about health, about taking care of their body inside and out. I don't know if the Lord's ministering that to you.
I see
healing for you, but I definitely see a book. God is going to be downloading some things. I don't know if he's already have, but I definitely see God leading you in that way to teach people how to go back to being to the natural way of doing things, how to heal themselves naturally and inside and out, transforming. I don't know how he's going to work that for you, but I definitely see some health, natural health things, but I also see some godly things in this book. So I don't know how God is going to bring that together, and I don't know if he's brought that to you or shown you yet. But he showed me that you're going to be teaching people at the book. I forgot, Lord, what is the title he gave me? But I know the title was something about transforming inside and out. So you might want to ask God about that. I don't know if he's already told you about that, but I don't know if that's a desire for you. But I definitely see God using you in that way to teach people how to eat better and how to take care of themselves better. Does that resonate with your spirit?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. In the book of Romans says he bear witness to our spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness to our spirit. So those that are, you know, in tune, one mind, one body, one faith, can catch us in the spirit, and it manifests into the natural. So, yes, I receive every word that you just said.
Yeah, he's going to be teaching. He's going to be teaching you and showing you some things, and I already see that you're in the process of doing some natural things, organic things. I don't know what that means or how he's done that in your life, but I see you kind of being like not a health nut, but kind of more healthy and more conscious towards natural way of doing things. Does that make sense? I think
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that right. The way towards a natural way of doing things.
Absolutely. When he gave me Kai for God, if I may share this with you.
Please.
Which is the name of the ministry. It was in reverence to cod fish. The word cod for God sounds like cash on delivery, but cod fish has a